I'm at this wonderful season in my life happened. My actually a certified nurse midwife life that you are tired and dead, and you might even be reading and falling asleep reading, and you turn out the light and you're right awake. But hey, I can pray and I can listen to David sleep. And I have discovered when we were much younger, we would sometimes meet couples about the age that we are now and the wife. And now I know why. She doesn't sleep. But I'm asking the Lord to help me. Anyway, it was brought to my attention that last night I totally forgot to give you the biblical hashtag for the worldly hashtag of love is love. So the biblical hashtag would be marriage hot or married love is hot. You can, anyway, but talking about married love, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 2. But keeping our marriages hot, spicy, just about being, that's very important, and we should not doubt. I was actually at a bridal shower one time, and because we're Baptist, we always give a devotional at our bridal showers, which I'm not making, we just do, it's what we do. And this girl was up there, she was giving the devotional, and she was talking about how that, you know, oh yeah, you're going to get lingerie today, but it's not about that. It's about serving the Lord together and praying together and about reading the Bible together and being all spiritual together. And I'm thinking, why are they getting married? Sadly, about a year later. So it is important, the physical. Now, growing up, I don't know how you were, but growing up, I always dreamed of my Prince soccer field. One night in Pensacola, I was blown away by him. I was an evangelism major, preacher boy. I was like out of my league talking to this young man. I just was instantly taken. That is how the Lord sent my Prince. Always want to be treated like hung up on that. But if you look at former Disney princesses, like Cinderella and Snow White, they went through incredible, but they remained sweet after. Nowadays, Disney princesses have a good cause that their parents really can't. So we have kind of flipped, starting in verse 18. And the Lord said, it is not good that the man should be alone, help meet for him. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast, caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh, rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made, brought her unto the man. Ella, they were discovered by their Prince Charming, and yes, they're beautiful. At today's society, if they copy Disney princesses now, I'm smart. We are. Some of us are smarter than our husbands. Now, that would not be me. My husband is brilliant. But some of us are smarter than her. But girls like to flaunt that these days. Flaunt this role that the Bible has laid out, and I call this the princess syndrome. Guys are put on this earth to serve. I should be able to tell them what to do. I need to be served by them. Bible saying here. The Bible. Now, don't think, oh, well, that just groveling at my husband's feet. No, that's not what it means. Ask men a long time ago, would you like, no. College. There are, that means that she's high maintenance. Daughter Abigail is a dorm supervisor. But she does deal with the young ladies on her hall all the time. And there are all the time girls are like, you know, Valentine's Day. He better. Why? All understand that God created dirt. All the animals were made out of dirt. God spoke and the stars came into existence. God can give you. The Bible tells us in James chapter 1, lack wisdom, we just ask him that she was created for her husband, helping and meeting him where he is. Goodness. Thank you. Helping and meeting our husbands right where they are. We talked about seasons of life. We talked about perimenopause, affecting a baby. Maybe you just had a baby. Maybe at stage, there are all kinds of seasons of life. And as you go in your mirror, grow into these seasons of life. One of the things that I have appreciated about my husband, that even though he's a very, we're all over the place. And not too long ago, we sat down and had a conversation about his needs. I can meet his needs even, oh, she was created for her husband. She was, God can give us anything and ever. Also, a wife is on a mission. Laundry, go to work, come back. No. She's on a mission. Her husband is to be a loving leader in the wife is to submit reverence. Submission sounds about finances than he does. But the Bible, all us being under the mission of another. Only place that we say, oh my word, without submission is in marriage. Have a job, there has to be a leader. Over and over and over again. But they're learning another fast food restaurant that is not managed well. But, and then it takes forever to get your food. All things need a manager. All things need a leader. Your home, about him lording over you, about what your husband's doing, worry about what you need. A lot of times ladies will say to me, my husband never doesn't do it the way you do it. Yep. And we need to make sure that they're not this. I don't know, but go to your bedroom and sit down and talk like civil about being submissive to his preference. Absolutely gorgeous and wonderful. Possible. And I wanted to all of these, like, I wanted to do these big, I don't know why, because I would just close in a little. Claustrophobic, and I like to see out. The other thing was, is we always park in church park. So I, you know, I kind of wanted to close things up, you know, but he wanted it open. About it. He married, I don't know. Quite a bit longer, and that way for several years. Heather, I don't know what it was, and I was like, boy, I got the emojis from that one. But no, I didn't cut it all off because I know that's his preference. So, about with food that he likes. I was one time at a chocolate shop, and she ordered, you got something he doesn't like at all, and you're going to take all this home and eat it all yourself? That's just amazing. Well, doesn't like tuna casserole. I grew up eating tuna casserole, but I do not fix David Young tuna. Practical everyday ways. Life is about sacrifice. Have to have me time. And I let me be your mother. No, you married him because you love by having a loving countenance up on my face. This hard thing to do when you're evangelist wife. Because sometimes things are happening in the service and you're like, whoa, you don't want to do that. But anyway, I can wear my day on my face. I love homeschooling, and I think it's a one that can be on my face. All kinds of interruptions in our day. By the time David comes in the afternoon, a pretty girl is. I'll even be in a revival meeting. I'll be like, "Hey, Jesus, oh, your husband wants to see a privacy of your home. They are the most comfortable one." But sometimes you need to have the ponytail, put a little makeup on, shower, and shave your legs. Pay attention to yourself. Your husband will appreciate it. And then we talked about last night by romance, being physical. Bethly, anybody can do his laundry. You are the only one who can be intimate with him. And can. So be on a mission to adore your up in our modern. But even if it doesn't happen, about this one, can you pray with me about?